I missed buying lottery tickets, and it turns out that nobody won anyway. Although some person in Florida is waking up $1 million richer after Wednesday's Powerball drawing. So they're looking at probably it going to about $700 million, which means Ann will now probably buy a ticket. It's finally up to a level level
yes,
that gets her attention.
This is an appropriate level. I can go for it.
As if $653 million wouldn't have changed your life, $700 million certainly will. Just a reminder, buy your tickets. I mean, if you do that sort of thing, and I do that sort of thing, and you can't win if you don't play. All right. Lloyd Jackson is standing by on this story. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed legislation yesterday moving the state's presidential primary to the fourth Tuesday in February of 2024. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson indeed is here with more. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. SB 13, sponsored by Democratic State Senator Jeremy Moss, moves the state's primary forward from March, falling it in line with a plan to make Michigan the fifth state to vote for the Democratic nominee for president. Now, by a vote along party lines, 56 to 53, House lawmakers approved the bill on Tuesday. But without the support of Republicans, the bill didn't get the two-thirds majority it needed to go into effect by the proposed new date of February 27th, 2024. Under the current legislative calendar, it won't go into effect until March 2024, which is after the February 2024 date that the Democrats wanted. States that have previously been early in the primary race have seen economic growth as a result of the candidates, consultants, and staffers and media that converge on the states, in addition to advertising brought to the state. Governor Whitmer said a diverse, dynamic, optimistic state where we are building the future, Michigan, is an ideal place to hold an early presidential primary. She said she was proud to sign the bill, which she says will bring economic activity to Michigan and ensure our voices are heard during the primary process. Also, Michigan Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell said, "We've always known that any road to the White House goes through the heartland, and the Michigan State Legislature and Governor Whitmer understand that." Some Republicans raised concern that because of the Republican National Committee's rules, if Michigan primary is moved up, the GOP could lose delegates and lower Michigan's influence in the GOP. Because of the new law, the RNC may have to adjust its calendar heading into the next presidential campaign. Democratic State Senator Moss says he thinks it'll be a groundswell from the Republican electorate not understanding why their own national party leaders don't see the same value in the voters as we do. If the RNC gets on board with an early primary in 2024, that could lead state Republicans to support a new bill, which would make the change to the calendar have immediate effect. The full Democratic National Committee is set to vote this month on whether or not to formally accept the new date changes in Michigan and several other states after a DNC panel approved them late last year. Paul W.
So what happens, or how does this happen so that the change, I mean, there are those who are saying the change might not take effect in time for 2024. What makes it possible?
Well, it has to have a two-thirds majority vote for it to take effect immediately, which would mean it would be in time for the February 2024 vote. But since it did not have that two-thirds majority, it doesn't take effect until March of 2024. That's a month after the February date that the Democrats wanted.
All right. It's a little complicated, but I appreciate you running that down for us. Yes. It's supposed to give Michigan more power and more of a say in these important issues. We'll see what happens. You'll get a kick out of this. You know already, Lloyd, because you follow these things, that Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow, which means six more weeks of winter. You know the whole lore that goes into that. So he saw a shadow. I have received this just in from Rocky Rachkowski, and you might want to follow up on this, Lloyd.
Okay.
This just in: as our great nation placed our future prognostications on a plump rodent named Punxsutawney Phil's, with his outlandish predictions, Phil's ex-wife, who's been tracked down, Punxsutawney Phil's ex-wife, who knew, now lives in Florida, has said that Phil is a compulsive liar. Furthermore, Rocky.
Now we're getting domestic now, right?
Furthermore, she wonders why a nation that keeps talking about following the science keeps asking a rodent to prognosticate our weather. That's what Brian Morton keeps saying, too. And then he goes on, Rocky, of course, goes on to close this out with, she is now a devout DeSantis voter. Rocky. It's a great little picture of who the woman who appears to have been married to Punxsutawney Phil at one time, with hair curlers in her hair, a cookie in her left hand, a cup of coffee in her right hand, and that's the rest of the story. People giving Punxsutawney Phil, well, the respect he's due. I mean, if you want to respect a rodent.
Well, listen, you know, Punxsutawney has just as much, prognostication as the weather people around here.
Oh, now be careful.
Except for ours.
Yeah, ours in Detroit are excellent and nearly 100% accurate, but across the nation, not so much.
No, not so much.
And Phil's like at about 38% correct. I think Kim Adams said last night in the news, I believe that's what she said. But meanwhile, can you believe that Bill Murray and Groundhog Day this year is 30 years old, that film?
Yeah. 30 years old.
That seems impossible.
I'm old, Paul W.
I mean, there are a lot of things that are happening that we all look at each other and say, is that possible? I mean, I used to say, this happened a long time ago, 10 years ago. And then I really look into it and I go, oh, this happened a long time ago, 30 years ago. How's that possible? But anyway, and now they're bringing it back. But I can't find the note that I had read earlier where it almost sounded like they were doing an anniversary DVD. And then my question would be, where do you find a DVD player these days?
Absolutely. Right.
I mean, seriously.
In the basement.
Yeah. With some dust on it. You have to go into the basement to find it. Because I belong to one of the, actors' guilds. I vote for the Screen Actors Guild for their movies, and they're sending me right now DVDs. And I'm looking around, and I don't know that I have a DVD player anywhere in the house at this point. So what's that?
You can still purchase one.
Not going to happen. it's just not going to happen. Those days of purchasing something for one-time usage, basically, movies are so available so many places now. It's just not going to happen.
And speaking of old, I mean, I just realized this. You know, the song by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, that really could be played today.
No, of course.
It's like 50 years old.
No, it is not.
Oh.
Come on.
Yes, released in 71.
1971 is 50 years ago?
Yeah, well, 71, 81, 90.
I graduated from high school. The great Monroe Catholic Central High School, now St. Mary's Catholic Central in Monroe, in 1971. I don't want to believe that was 50 years ago. Yikes. Thanks.
So?
Thanks a lot, Lloyd.
How you feeling, Paul W., this morning?
I was feeling pretty good, but now I got the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, telling me 6 more weeks of winter. And I got you reminding me about how long ago 1971 was. You go and have a nice day anyway, Lloyd. I'll see you later. WJR Senior News Analyst Lloyd Jackson here on a Thursday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 844.